This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Listening to KPFT Houston. Now it's time for After Hours.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was
what?
He was
what?
Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I tried. When he started sweet talking to me, come and tell me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was. However, I remember the look that was in his eyes.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world.
I didn't think I'd be able to do it that long.
Goodness.
As I say whenever I do something
such
like...
Such breath control.
And I'm still single. Don't know how. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
It is the March edition, beginning of March.
March 1st.
Oh, God.
It is March 1st. Oh, my God, I can't believe February's over with already.
They even had an extra day.
And it was a long one, and you know how I like it long.
But then you also usually gag at the end.
Well...
On the big one.
It depends.
Chokes on the big one.
I do choke on the big ones.
I have got to tell you this cute story.
I'm ready.
I started telling you here.
We've got a cute boy in here.
I noticed.
Yeah.
Does he come with pledges?
He comes from Savannah.
Ooh.
GA.
I should have brought the Southern Comfortables.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it, I should have brought the Southern Comfort.
what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is... My cute little story of my oblivious coworkers.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. You were telling me this.
I'm at one side of the store with one coworker, and another coworker answers the phone. And she calls over in our direction and goes, "Your husband's on the phone."
Yes.
And so my one female coworker started walking over to the phone, and I go, "Oh, good. That was for you then." And she looks at me and she says, "Well, I certainly hope so, because you're single." And I go, "Yeah." And the other coworker said, "And straight." I didn't say anything after that.
How can they think you're straight? I mean, you're not an effeminate man.
No.
I guess they're not used to seeing a queen-sized queen.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, you can pass, but I saw you at Louis, so...
Yes, me too.
Yes, but...
Yes.
There are no pictures of me. Miss Carper.
Yes, there does seem to be pictures of me.
I wondered if you do them like
There's so many, yeah, that if you printed them out, you could and put them all together, you could flip them and it would be an action scene.
Kind kind of like the machines you're used to there. You know, you put the quarter in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The kinescope or kaleidoscope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and just like that, Jimmy is a quarter.
You know my motto, since 1966, still only 15 bucks.
But, you know, and someone else has posted some other pictures.
Yes.
And finally.
And I got to see Justin in action.
Yes.
Oh, I saw that one too.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm glad to see is finally I see a picture of me in my nun's outfit.
Yes, wasn't that great? You're in the cage looking
down.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, you know, I always made the joke there during that, you know, as long as the building stands, apparently God has a sense of humor.
There you are.
When you've got a fat bearded guy in a nun's outfit in a go-go boy cage throwing out condoms that say, "Smile, Jesus loves you." I figured if the building stood, God was okay with
it. There you go.
Unfortunately, God was out of town. and someone left a message, and boy, was she pissed.
I'll bet. I'll bet.
Yeah, because she got me, she got Mother Superior even worse.
Oh.
Vengeance is a bitch, and she is God.
Gotcha.
Well, thank God Mother Superior is okay, though.
Yes.
You know what this is, what's going on at this station right now?
So you're rubbing your hands, so... I ain't going to say it's cold in here because, you know.
No, it's wonderful.
I
it's
pissed wonderful. And moaned. And appropriately, we're at 69.
69 degrees. Woo-hoo! Yeah. So we're 69ing right here in the studio. And it is pledge drive.
Yay!
Yes. And you know how we are about this. What we like to do is open the show and say, hey, this is pledge drive. You know what to do. That means give us a call at 713-526-6.
Hey,
5738.
I'm the one who usually screws up the phone number.
I know. I almost gave out my home number.
Oh, come on. Hundreds of bathroom stalls already have it.
Well, you know, you know.
Location.
You cannot advertise enough. 713-526-5738.
I thought that was your number I saw on the kite behind the airplane that was going over.
Yes, that was
traffic.
Me.
Yeah.
That was me. It cost a bundle to do that, too.
Poor Stanley.
Anyway, our faithful listeners, we just do that, and they call in and do the pledge. We get our goal, and we can go on with the show because we have a packed show tonight.
Yeah.
We've got for our after hours quickies. We've got Colt 45s are here. We've got the Mother of Montrose. Then we've got Hatch coming on, and possibly Gigi. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard from Gigi, but you know. And if not, then we've got a super roundtable because the whole crew is here. Plus, it's going to be fabulous,
and we've got some interesting topics to talk about.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. So let's do some community things, starting with tomorrow.
I haven't been found guilty yet. I don't have to do community service.
Oh,
Gigi's here.
Okay, Gigi's here. Okay, so we do have a second segment. Good. Today, Sunday is going to be a huge and busy day, starting at 1 p.m.
Come on, Jimmy. Come
1 a.m. is when
Jimmy
we start.
Jimmy cannot even get his mouth around 1 p.m.
Let's not talk about what my mouth can get around. Anyway.
Let's go to the picks.
Yes. No.
Oh, wait.
At 1 p.m., 1 p.m. at EJ's is the annual, my God. It's the Gospel Fest. Yes,
okay.
It is. ICOH. And I don't have the ICOH sleeper with me, of course. But this is Judy Reeves and Craig Farrell and Dennis Watson are putting this all together. It is going to be slightly blasphemous, but a whole lot of fun. Lots of good gospel music, some live and mostly pantomime. In fact, I'm going to be doing a number. So be very scared about that.
So much for looking at that.
And that's happening at EJ's at 1 p.m. Then, at 3 p.m., run over to Tony's Corner Pocket, because the Houston Area Bears are having the this huge beer bust on the patio. Yes, and it's celebrating Carlos's last day as the Playboy Bunny reject of 2007. And all the donations there are for Hatch. And don't forget, there's free STD testing. It's a new year, so if you've not been tested, now is the time. HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, hep C, and pregnancy.
These are a few of
and
my
pregnancy testing,
things.
You know, we're all inclusive. This is a $275 value, all free. Sponsored by the Houston Area Bears. That's at Tony's Corner Pocket from 3 until 6 p.m. for that. Then, later on that evening, you will be running over to another event, the Playboy Bunny Reject, and we're going to be talking about that with the Colts, because it's a fundraiser for the Colts, so we're going to have more information.
No.
It isn't?
No, it's just a...
Pantry.
It's for the Resurrection
Food Pantry.
It's sponsored by... I mean, Tommy Allen's a part who
put
all this together.
You're right.
So it's some of the Colts, some of the big men's groups, and some other groups putting it together.
So bring food, huh?
Well, no, there's going to be... It's
bring canned goods. And
bring
stuff
canned
like that.
Goods. They take all the way the... I mean, they'll accept canned goods, they'll accept donations. There's to be dinner served.
That's right. 6 o'clock is dinner, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And there
damn.
There will be brownies.
Ooh, Southern Comfortable brownies. And then show it at 8-ish, between 7 and
8. 7:30.
Yeah, right. Okay. 8-ish, we'll have the show. Oh, John's here with roses again this week.
Always got roses.
Oh, and thank virgin you. White ones.
White means purity.
So why are you giving me one?
Blanc. And why did it just turn black?
So, the Playboy Bunny Reject Show, and I hear that you are not going to be a contestant in it this year. However, Judy and I are. We are Gemini twins. So, whatever month that is, I don't know.
It's tomorrow, okay.
So, we are going to be doing a number, actually, performing on stage. Me, in front of people, performing. I know, it's kind of weird.
Well, good luck, Jimmy.
It's going to be fun. Oh, he got out his quarter. Love it.
Hey, but I'm showing you the love because, you know, the dime's for Judy.
Oh. Ooh, ouch. Okay, so that's a full day, folks. And you've got something over there?
Something, yeah.
voting, yes.
Pride Houston is honored to present Houston's 2008 Grand Marshal nominees. In the female category, Jennifer Poole, Christina Martinez, Kelly McCann, and Barbara Walker.
Mm-hmm.
For male, it is Mark Cohen, Dalton DeHart, and Keith Napier.
Wow.
Organizational Legacy Community Health Services and AIDS Foundation Houston. And the honorary one is Julie Emberley.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote from 8 to 11 p.m. On Friday the 14th over at Chances,
mm-hmm.
and on Friday the 21st at JR's Bar and Grill. You can also vote on Saturday at the Pride Houston office, 1415 California, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Marshal will be announced at a special event on Monday, March 25th, 2008, at Cafe Adobe, 2111 Westheimer.
Great.
On
Sunday,
March 9th, the Houston Pride Band will lace up their tennies for the 19th annual AIDS Walk Houston. And take a seat. Once again, your Houston Pride Band will provide musical entertainment for the thousands of walkers participating in this year's AIDS Walk in Houston by performing along the walk route. Also, the band has registered as a team and is committed to a fundraising goal. You can show your support by going to aidshelp.org/go-to/Houston Pride Band. And the AIDS Walk Houston is a 3.1-mile non-competitive pledge walk that increases community awareness and educates Houstonians about HIV/AIDS. Proceeds from AIDS Walk Houston will benefit AIDS Foundation Houston, as well as many other local HIV/AIDS service organizations that provide assistance to Houstonians living or with or affected by HIV/AIDS. For more information, go to AIDSWalkHouston.org.
Okay, and next Friday, March the 7th, 8 p.m. at George's Bar, Reese's is proud to present, that's the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, Houston, Inc. Inc. Houston?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were so close, you finally remembered.
March Madness.
A little dyslexia kicked in at the end.
Yeah. A tribute to the sick, twisted, and insane songs of our times. Hosted by the Imperial Princes Falcon and Scott Kenyon. That's Friday, March the 7th, 8 p.m. at George. And this show is a charity fundraiser for Assisters and Legacy Community Health Services through Coronation 25. Then, Sunday, at the BRB is a fundraiser for Mr. Don Gill. Don has recently had a very long hospital stay and an even longer recovery period. And he's well known in this community for raising hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And this fundraiser has been put together by J.P. Gill and the Gillettes. So, you know, Anne Marie Gill is going to be there, and Marsha Mink Gill, and all the other Gills.
You'll be up to your gills and gills.
You will. But this is to help him with his expenses. Don is works for himself cutting hair over at Studio 911 at 911 Welch. That's right behind Texas Art Supply on Montrose. And he's been doing that for years. And so since he's been in the hospital and the recovery, you know, if he doesn't work, money doesn't come in. So this is the first time ever that he has allowed the community to turn around and help him out. So that's next Sunday, March the 9th, 8 p.m. at the BRB. Be there. I'm going to be there. Not only am I going to be there, but I'm going to be performing again. I know. They asked me, isn't that it, sick and twisted?
Somebody's been drinking.
I know. They asked me, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, now I'm worried because I'm not hearing them in the studio.
Oh. Tony's Corner Pocket proudly presents the Tony's Corner Divas,
mm-hmm.
featuring Lillian Devereaux, Anne Marie Gill, Selena St. John, Marsha Mink Gill, and Regina Dane. That happens every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket. oh my God, excuse me. They do start on time because they realize it's school night, and, you know, people have to get up early in the morning, so they start the show at 9, and it's a really wonderfully, wonderful professional female impersonation show. Let's see. Something special is going to be going on, and we'll be talking about that later. Because we have to get to our quickies. So he's going to play some traveling music while I switch.
Oh no, Jimmy's switching? Look out, ladies!
Oh my God!
Jimmy's a switch hitter now.
Woohoo! Hello, I'm back.
Will you switch real quick?
Yes. Oh, nobody told you?
Told me what?
We're doing nude radio tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
News to me. Mr. Savannah's already
chickened out.
And that moment of silence was dedicated to Marcel Marceau.
You're gonna try that line every night. There's somebody new out here, right?
I've been doing this for years. Some, you know, most of the time it's not, but every once in a while you get one. Anyway, we're here with the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dan.
Howdy.
the one news item, I guess, for the Colts, really, is that we have elected new officers.
Ah.
And although some of them are not here tonight.
Yes, I'm going to talk to him about that.
Yes, right. Our new president is Stephen Bunch, who was the vice president last year and has been president before.
And he's been here almost every month.
Yes, and somewhere he's soft sleeping.
And he's also the reigning daddy of Montrose.
Either that or he's off on a well-deserved time off.
Yeah. Anyway, Stephen Bunch is our new president. Phil Lyles is our new vice president. I'm remaining as treasurer again. I got suckered into that one again. I'm Dan Lindquist, and our secretary remains Terry Goodwin.
Heck yeah.
So,
who do you have with you?
I have Mr. Bubbles with me.
Hello. How is everybody tonight?
Sans bikini.
Well. Oh, yes, please. That's supposed to come back up soon.
So, you had a little thing we were going to talk about?
Yes. This
because I know you're involved with the church.
Because I'm involved with the church?
Aren't you?
Oh, okay. I forgot who this was.
Yeah,
I thought this, we were talking about something with the Colts.
Yeah.
Of course, it's,
we are talking about the Colts, though.
The money will run through the Colts, so that those who need to want to write a check and make a deduction or whatever, it does go through the 501c3 on this one for the fundraiser. And so later today, at this evening, we're having the next Bunny Reject show. Mm-hmm. This is the second annual now. It will be at the Brazos River Bottom.
2400 Brazos.
Yeah. That's not on this list here, but you know that, fortunately.
Well, he's Mr. Know-it-all.
Right across from Specs Liquor Warehouse, if you need to know where to find it. Yeah. The big one, yes. The first Playboy Bunny Reject of 2007 through 2008, Carlos Lynch Bear, will be performing his Playboy Bunny Reject of the Year number in preparation for our second Playboy Bunny election. I understand we have at least six or eight candidates that Hugh Hefner has turned down, but that we're going to try and pick one of them to be the reject of the year.
Oh, that would be fabulous. I would love to wear that crown.
Hugh just keeps turning down these perfectly unique individuals and couples, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, we were just so
devastated.
Oh,
yes. That's why you had to go off on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you got turned down
to Hawaii.
It was horrible.
Anyway, so we're going to give another opportunity for somebody to be selected.
Okay.
Or for some couple to be selected, as the case may be.
Okay.
A couple of females, I guess.
Well, it could be male and female.
Yes, I get. Yes, that's right. Twins can be different genders.
We will be the Gemini twins.
So, anyway. But the audience is actually the ones who are going to pick the winner of this. If I'm not mistaken, I think they pick it with their dollar bill
that's
contributions.
That's exactly right, yes.
Whoever collects the most money at this gets to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, you can buy a title here.
Hey, it was good enough for the presidency of the United States. It's good enough for the Bunny Reject Show.
We wouldn't be so crass as to say that around here. But so anyway, we encourage everybody to come out for Carlos's farewell performance and the fabulous Easter-style dinner that we're having. And we've been just talking about the show, but we're going to have dinner also. Wonderful ham dinner and so forth. The dinner starts at 6 o'clock.
Well, isn't that apropos?
It's yes. We're going to have lots of hams around there, including some tasty ones, including some that you can eat.
Ah, and swallow.
Yes, right. You can swallow him or ham, whichever you want.
I will swallow him, yes.
You can get dinner tickets, $7 at the door, or you can get them in advance for $5.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, according to this one, you can. I don't know how long he's going to be answering his email. Should we drop the email reference? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just pay $7.
$7
at the
door. It's a good cause.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause. And it benefits Resurrection MCC's food pantry and their general fund.
Mm-hmm.
We're accepting, of course, non-perishable food donations, so bring your cans with
you. That's right. Bring those canned goods, honey.
And bring some money.
You know,
you can tip the performers.
Everyone listening out there knows that they've got canned goods way in the back in the closet that they bought, you know.
A while ago.
And it's like,
read emergencies. They're not my preference in taste anymore.
Right.
So. They're perfect to donate.
Pack it up and bring it.
Even Vienna sausage?
Even Vienna sausage, yes. Joining us is the mother of Montrose, Morgan Fairview. And
her sausages.
Sausages, yes. Good evening, Jimmy.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you are a person of your word.
Ah.
You remember the last time I was on, you said it would be a cold day before I got back here?
Yes.
Well, it's a cold day.
And at 69 degrees, yes.
Well, thank you for having me.
Was he good?
Well, you cracked my face. That's okay. I love your rose.
If we could all have CTV, C-radio, it'd be so red.
So what's the mother doing?
Oh,
get ready to give birth.
We're not doing too much these days, but we are planning this year to move the Mother Montrose contest.
Oh.
The owner of the of this contest,
mm-hmm,
and the DBA holder,
mm-hmm,
has requested that we move it.
Okay.
And, so this year, Mother's Day, the 11th of May,
mm-hmm,
it will be at EJ's at 5 o'clock.
Good.
And we're hoping with this new venue that it's going to attract much more, many more people.
Good, good.
We have seating, of course, and, you know, hopefully we're going to have a really nice time there.
Okay, so it's going to be inside, yes, on the stage?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that would be nice. Yeah, because there are tables and chairs.
I just don't wear sweat very well, I'm sorry. Yes, we'll be inside in the air conditioning. That'd be nice.
And of course, that is the same weekend as the PWA campout,
right,
which I will be attending, and then rushing home Sunday afternoon to attend. What?
The Mother of Montrose.
You're going to interrupt Mother, or are you going to just come up to the campsite?
No, I'm going to do both.
Well, you know, the
I did both last year.
Well, you know, the Colts will be providing lunch again.
Yes, yes, and you'll
see
me
at the campout.
Skyclad, probably.
I don't know what we're doing. I've talked to Mr. Bunch. He just drafted people.
But it seems that the PWA campout always happens the same weekend as Mother's Day.
Right.
But they end it, you know, about noon on Sunday, so everybody can go back for the Mother of Montrose contest, right, which has always been held around 5 o'clock. And traditionally it's been held at Mary's, but a new venue. See what happens.
Right. I think it'd be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I may run again. I'm not sure yet. So,
you haven't given birth to the first baby yet.
That's true.
As a reminder, that's at EJ's this year.
That's right.
EJ.
And that will be a fundraiser.
Sunday. Also, I wanted to let everyone know that I am with my DBA,
mm-hmm,
and we'll have my first show this summer sometime.
Your DBA is what?
We're doing a takeoff on Mr. Prime Choice,
mm-hmm,
with Miss Prime Cut.
Miss Prime Cut?
That's right, Ms.
Ms.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And it will be strictly for people over 45.
Oh!
Oh, good. I mean, I can apply. Yay!
Because there's a lot of old girls out there that are just, you know, they've been put out the pasture because, you know, people just think they just can't kick it anymore.
And mm-hmm,
we all know that's not true.
I mean, look at you.
That's right. Look at me. I'm still going. Bad hips and all. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And,
oh, yeah.
That's 45 years, not 45 centuries, right?
No, 45.
That's right.
45 years and older.
I like years and older.
Miss Prime Cut.
That's right. And we're going to run it pretty much, I think, the way that Prime Choice is run.
Oh, really?
I kind of like that
A fantasy
idea.
Video?
Well, if they want one, yes. We'll get those details worked out.
And who's going to be in yours, Bubbles?
Heck if I know.
He'll be Harry.
He'll be Harry, that's all I can say.
What is this Sunday thing promoting? I can't remember.
What?
Which Sunday? This one?
Tomorrow. EJ's. The church thing.
Church or not. Oh, the ICOH.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What does that benefit?
Assist hers. Yes.
And, okay.
Yes, I forgot to mention that.
It's for the rain, so it's assist hers and
No, that's...
No, it's a benefit.
Oh, okay.
It's through ICOH, but okay. It is a benefit for a sister, so okay. They get all of the money.
Okay.
See, that's the only way I could get you to tell what it was for, because I knew you'd screwed up and not told anyone.
Thank you.
See that? I put you on the spot.
You've been listening. That's good.
Yes. I personally can't be there tomorrow, but... Mm-hmm. My sister, Ada Pearl, will be there.
Ada Pearl?
And her good friend, Penny Costell. So they're going to come out there and do what they can do, dance with snakes and whatever they do. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
The phone'll start ringing now.
So they're going to walk in with a purse full of snakes. Is that
probably,
it?
Or a bag of some sort.
Oh, my. So
we should have a lot of fun.
That's
what it's supposed to be all about, fun.
Okay, rolling around on the stage and just...
Getting dirty.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Tore up, yes.
It sounds fabulous.
Are they going to do laying of the hands, too?
They're going to lay on something. I'm just not sure what.
Now, sisters is...
Those two girls are out of control anyway. They are better known as the Houston Church Ladies.
Yeah. Sisters is a wonderful 501c3 organization to help lesbians who are in need. And it's not really with money. It's they have a lot of volunteers for lesbians who maybe they broke their hip or they've got some sort of disease or whatever is ailing them. And they're women who volunteer to do whatever is needed, like cut the grass, clean the house, run errands, whatever is needed. And so I think this is a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Well, I'm real proud of the fact that Aresis this year is going to be supporting them.
You bet.
And that's been a long time coming, I think, and it should have happened a long time ago. I am equally as proud of who ICOH is taking care
Thank
of this
you.
Year, which is the
Baring Omega,
dental and whatever.
And hospice.
Hospice, yes. Mm-hmm. So I, who have been a volunteer over there, well, at both places, I volunteered at the daycare center, of course, and the
That is
Omega
a marvel.
House.
That is just a marvelous thing. And that's been going on since almost the beginning of the epidemic.
Right.
And it's a wonderful place where if you have a lover who has AIDS, and you have to go to work, and the lover really can't stay alone, this is a place to go to spend the day. You get fed, and there's activities going on.
That's what I was going to say. It's not a place where you just go sit in a chair all day long. I was teaching art over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of art projects going on. There are a lot of trips to different places that mm-hmm. they take, and this is all free to them, of course. You said, I think, two meals. They get breakfast mm-hmm. and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's all taken care of only through your donations. And you and I spoke before one time about the hospice over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that they, believe it or not, only had a little over $100 budget for food per month. And so if it's
not
for people coming by and donating food or whatever, you know, I don't know how they'd make it.
Yeah.
And because I have volunteered over there, most of these people over there, I'm not going to say most, but a lot of these people over there are there because they have no place to go. Family has turned them out,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they just didn't have any family or whatever.
Right.
And it is so... the looks on their faces when you sit and talk to them and hold their hands and everything, you become their family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun because they're treated with dignity, and it's just like a home situation. It's a big home. It's very nice. It's very clean. The volunteers take care of all of that. And what is more important is that these people are treated like human beings.
Absolutely. Yes.
I think you remember probably way back, as I did, when they were finding people at bus stops that had just laid down and died.
Mm-hmm.
There was no place to go.
Yes.
Back in the early days.
Yes.
Thank God
it was
come a long way from there.
Just horrible. Not only turned out by their family, but many times turned out by their lovers.
That's correct. That is correct, because I am living proof of the prejudice that you can get mm-hmm. from another gay person.
Yes.
And with HIV. And so I know what they go through. I really do.
Those were horrible times.
They were horrible. On a brighter note.
No, actually, not on a brighter note, but something that I just read the other day, and it just floored me. On a poll taken from one of these TV shows that does polls and asks people questions, and then you're supposed to guess what the answers are. They polled 1,000 people. Now, I realize that's not a very big number, but it's a diverse group. And they asked them if they would go into a swimming pool if they knew that an HIV-positive person was in there also. 47% said no. I find that... I can't believe that this poll was taken in 2007. It sounds like a poll that might have been taken in 1987.
Exactly.
47% would not get into a swimming pool with a person who has AIDS. That is the most idiotic thing. These are the same kind of people who probably believe that a daughter doesn't take a bath after the father has taken a bath for fear of pregnancy.
Or sit on the toilet seat.
Yeah, there you go. You know, that is, I just can't believe that. Just cannot believe
it. It's a mess. It really is. Mm-hmm. And you would think that after all of this time, people would have gotten smart. But
yes.
Obviously, it hasn't happened.
I thought the education on AIDS was a hell of a lot better than that.
Well, obviously it's not.
No.
Obviously it's not. And I don't know whose fault this is, who has not educated these people. You know, it's been on TV. I don't want to name any particular groups or anything like that, but, you know, a lot of this is heard in the churches.
Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
And these people should know better. And, you know, the ones who claim to be Christians and everything, if you're a real Christian, you don't cut people down like
that's
that.
Right.
You
know, that's right. That's right. That's
like
absolutely right. If any religion preaches hate against any segment of the community, it's not religion. It's
a
cult.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now moving right along. one thing that we forgot to mention last month and hadn't mentioned again this month yet, so
mm-hmm.
I want to let people know probably the main thing the Cult 45s do, which is the AIDS Trouble Fund. And we're providing rent and utility assistance for people that have AIDS. And that's what the charity money that comes into us goes for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are out there and are disabled with AIDS, and you need financial assistance, you can contact the cults. We can either mail you an application form for assistance, or you can print it off from online.
Mm-hmm.
For online, it would be www.cult45s.org. That's cult45s, plural, .org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can print an application off from online to request assistance from the cults, or you can call our phone number and we will mail you an application, and that phone number is 713-526-6077. That's 713-526-6077. And for those who are out there with money, we'll accept donations, of course, and we're also looking for money coming in on the pledge drive. We haven't noticed the phone too busy out there with the guys in the control booth. So
well, actually, it's the phones in the lobby.
Oh, okay.
We have them switched.
Still going there.
Yeah,
okay.
We have them switched.
Okay.
And we did get one pledge.
Okay,
when the show opened,
we would like to see some more calls.
Yes.
So that people can know what's going on and that this show can continue. So we would encourage you to call in to 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT, and make a pledge for us, please.
Thank you very much.
You sound like a real DJ.
I could not have said it better myself.
Wow. It helps to have it in writing in front of me.
But at least you can see it. I can't.
Yeah.
It must
Mother didn't bring her glasses tonight, so she can't see.
Oh, well.
Mother is... Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
Mother's having, in conjunction with Mr. Falcon...
Mm-hmm.
And I am, oh my gosh, I'm at a loss for what date that's going to be. But anyway, in April, around the first part of April,
mm-hmm.
to the mid part, we're going to have our birthday show
oh.
at the BRB. I'm not sure how old he is, but I'm 60-something. And
grandmother of Montreal.
And I'm still hopping around. And yes, I know, I'm 62. All right. Oh, come on, come on. And,
I mean, you're younger than my own mother.
My goodness, it's, I'm not the oldest one in the studio for a change.
Oh, no, darling. No.
Well, look, look how wrinkled she is.
Oh, stop!
And you called up very well, my dear.
Lazarus House. What can I say?
Driving past it does not count.
Oh, well.
It's like, you know, I have the, I go to 24-hour gym or belong to, mm-hmm. I belong to 24-hour gym. And they deduct.
How often do you go?
Well, they deduct out of our checking account every now and then. So my partner told me I needed to drive past there once in a while and see if they were still open.
Ooh.
So.
See, the thing with Lazarus House is that it costs for the client, mm-hmm. but you have a specified time you go. And you have a partner, and you have a trainer. And so, you know, I'm there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. And they work me out.
There, the owner of that, her name escapes me now, I forget.
Danielle?
Danielle. Mm-hmm. Danielle used to be my trainer at the old Kinetics.
Oh, yeah.
Way back when.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thoroughly convinced she's a Nazi. I really am.
Oh, she is the toughest.
Oh, yeah.
She is the tough. She does not let you slide.
She will hurt you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for a little girl, she can pour her on the pain, you know? So I recommend her to anyone in pain.
Absolutely. She's wonderful. And they do have a
not
great...
Not that kind of pain.
They have a great staff.
I saw who you were pointing at.
We actually have somebody in hysterics here. He had to move away from the mic.
So you go to the Lazarus House to work out, you know, most of the muscles in your body, and then you go over to dance for a different kind of workout.
Over to where?
Dance.
Oh, dance. Oh, yes. This is the guy.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's so funny that Morgan took our pictures many years ago. You know, she can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you get old.
I thought it was something else that went first, not the brain.
Oh, that went.
Well, that may have gone. Yes,
honey, that's gone.
Okay, we gotta cut this.
A nap
long
is happy
and
hour.
Bring the hatch folks in.
I'll say real quick before we leave. When they were talking about this Bunny's Reject show, you know, Dan said Hugh Hefner. It's not. It's really Hugh Hefnot. But I'd love. I want to see you and I hope you and Judy win. I want to see you two both.
We've
stuck together like glue for a year.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, like they haven't been stuck together for a long time.
And I'm sure
I slip away every now and then.
Yeah, we know that.
Yes.
Yes.
I can just see now the phones are going to start ringing. Judy's going to be calling going, what is Bubble saying about me again?
And they're going to call 713-526-KPFT.
That's right.
Well, thank you for having me, Jimmy. I hope I can
I
come back.
I have always enjoyed it when I've had you.
Okay. Oh. Ooh. Was he good? I want to know, was he good?
Can I come back on a warm day?
Maybe in the summer when you're sweating.
I see.
But that'll be good for the mother of Montrose to EJ's.
Mother doesn't
cool.
sweat. Yes. She perspires. Yes.
The last time I did a show at...
Go ahead.
The other place?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, girl, I took my wig off and the water just ran down my face.
Well, if you would have used your maxi pads, you wouldn't have had that problem, honey.
It must be time for a musical break.
Yes, can we go to music, please? Thank you, yes. Chris.
And I'm going to play a little music from an artist that will be coming here to Houston in April. The return of Big Nug.
Ooh.
He'll be here for the
Queer Hip Hop
Unity Tour 2008, Homegrown Hip Hop. Featuring UNECC, Unic, Delirical, and Big Nug, plus special guests. You can go to unitytour08.com for more details. He'll be here on Friday, April 18th at 9 p.m. Tickets are 7 at the door. At Super Happy Fun Land.
Yes.
Which you hear all the time.
But they've
here.
Moved their location, I think. They're on Polk Street now.
Yeah, 3801 Polk Street.
They used to be in the Heights.
And so it's time we're going to play Big Nug, La Revolution, the radio edit this time.
Thank you.
Revolution, La Revolution, Revolution. revolution, big revolution.
Come on.
Revolution, like revolution.
I got one chance here to have a clean slate, and I don't give a if you are gay or straight. Music of the people, that's what I'm told. Been driven by the music since 5 years old. This hand I'm dealt in the no limit holder. On the day of my birth, yo, I knew I was the chosen one to educate these misdirected minds, brainwashed by the church and the law at the same time. I grew up a Midwest Catholic boy. By age 18, I was done with that noise and all the pollution they were feeding my head. I knew when I was a kid I already liked men, but I went through that and had to bite my lip. Wanna hear the boy say, yo, he looks like a faggot. Man, you gotta tell me what's a faggot supposed to look like or sound like. You want me sucking when I'm on the mic?
Revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution. Revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
We came to take the power from the people who have it. Big nuggets in the house, weigh it up in the bag. Give it to the kids at your local college. We came to spread the love and we came to bring knowledge. To anyone that don't believe what we do is real or what we do is wrong, cause we're proud that we're queer. I got something to say and I'm not holding back. Making the foundation for gay hip-hop on the map. You better listen up to the things that we're doing. We're doing big things cause we're steady moving units. I'm bobbing off my band while I'm writing lyrics to this. The new breed of hip-hop we make for the people who only want love and for us to be equal. This is the first chapter, yo, wait for the sequel. I have a big mouth, you know I'm gonna use it. Whoever thought a faggot with a mic would be a nuisance.
Revolution, love revolution. Revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
You wanna talk about rights? Well, it's really confusing. The same people making laws are the ones who abuse the positions they're in for the money and the wealth, while the gay rights agenda just sits on the shelf like it don't mean. And you wonder why we're pissed, and every time we rise up you wish that we were lynched. This is the revolution that's been building for years, collecting due interest on our blood, sweat and tears. You ain't gonna stop this cause it's way too late. Too many people out there who still feel ashamed that they are gay, so they hide it and deny it, hating themselves for the simple fact they tried it. But in this revolution there's no giving up. We only want peace and we only want love. You better get used to this cause we ain't going nowhere. Man, I get off when all you homophobes stop and stare.
Revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
Big Nug. I'm sorry, I yeah, it's behind the player. I gotta
care. I wanna wait till the player is behind the player.
Oh, he's behind.
You're listening to After Hours. I'll wait a couple minutes because I gotta do that. We have Jose to thank for his generous contribution.
Thank you.
Yay.
Woo.
And we are well on our way to our goal. We may even be there. I don't remember. But it's time for you to call in your pledge of support, 713-526-5738. That's 713-JAM-KPFT. Or you can go online to kpft.org and place your pledge there securely and safely and all that other good stuff. And part of the reason why you should contribute to our show is our following segment. It's Don't Make Me Hit You Harder, because you'll enjoy it.
I'm sorry, Chris.
I told you four times we're on the air.
Yes. You have to be quiet here.
I need a bigger belt than that. Oh, good. Merlin's here with his staff. Maybe that'll make a mark on him.
Come again.
No, mustard.
Thank God our listeners couldn't hear that.
Where were you?
I don't know, I'm probably just ship his ass down to Reliant Stadium and get him. See if I can get. That's a nice brisket on him there. I, you know.
It might be grand champion material. Come on.
Virgin is beet red.
Folks.
Well, yeah. Let me borrow that. Okay. Let me borrow that belt. We'll see how more we can beat him red. Now, where was I?
Where were you was right.
Oh, yes. I was doing our horror segment. Well, you know, part of what this show, the importance of this show, is the next segment coming up here, of Hatch.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that out there listening, there are youth who aren't sure about the situation they're in. They may not be as open and out at home and, you know, feel that they're alone. And this gives an opportunity to hear someone of their age, their perspective, and let them know that there's people out there listening, there's people out there who care, and people out there who are willing to help them
mm-hmm.
as best they can. And the youth that are out there who are listening to this show aren't going to be able to contribute. Same thing, well, with like our MBBs.
That's right.
And, you know, the other shows, they make the comment of when one person carries 13 members, 13 listeners who don't contribute. On a show like ours, we think it's more like 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because we include in the youth. We include the closeted. We include the incarcerated. We include those who don't have an opportunity to get their voice out there. And that's what the show is about. You know, we can sit and we can talk about, you know, all the other shows of how, you know, they're working to change the world, make it a better place, a more peaceful place, a greener place. This show, with all the fun and all the hilarity we have, the most important thing is keeping our people alive.
Yes.
Whether it is from them putting a bullet in their head, or having someone else put a bullet in them, or beating them up because they're gay, or going through the AIDS crisis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the show is about. And we need for you to call in your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Or go on the web. We've got lots of premiums you can get there. If you don't want one of the premiums and you want one of the, you know, donate a premium to one of the hatchlings.
Yeah.
There. Get one of the $90 pledge, you get a t-shirt. Get the pledge. We'll pass the t-shirt on there. They can have a door prize raffle or something in one of the Hatch events to show that, so that way the young out there can see that there is a venue for them. So 713-526-5738. Or 713-JAM-KPFT, kpft.org. It's now 3 minutes to the hour, so I can say, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
You're good.
And let's have the youth talk. So let's this old fart shut up. Hold on, I got to turn the mics up. There you go. Now we got you.
Right now, I am the only Hatch youth. My name is Joshua, and I am just like every other teenage guy, except the fact that I am a homosexual. I'm 19. I go to school. I try my best, but sometimes my best can't be enough. But at the same time, being gay has shown me that being different, while it does have its disadvantages, It in the end, its disadvantages are advantages in ways that I could never find if I were a straight person. Hatch is a group for youth, for GLBT, for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth who are between the age of 13 and 21. And basically, this group has been my family for the past year and a half. They have been there for me when, at times, I didn't seem to have a family. And I cannot stress enough that you are not alone. I'm here, and at times, I know I felt alone. I felt all by myself. But you aren't alone. And that is a fact. Tonight we're going to talk about... we're going to talk about the hate crimes and homophobia that affects our average lives. Just recently, there was a young man killed in California, and I believe his name was Sim. I can't remember his name, but he recently just passed away because of a hate crime. He was brutally murdered by one of his classmates, I believe, if I'm correct. But while being gay, or lesbian, or bisexual, or transgender, it does make us unique. But in so many ways, it makes us special. It makes us who we are. It shapes us. It shows that we don't have to change who we are, even though some people would like us to change. And it's just fascinating at how we ourselves have internalized homophobia, while us ourselves beat up on ourselves for being, for the fact that we are homosexual, the fact that we did not choose this, contrary to other people's beliefs. We did not choose this. We are who we are. Some people say that we chose this, but I believe not. And that's just what I believe. You don't have to take what I believe, it's just my opinion. But there are so many things that happen inside our community that we don't talk about. The fact that more and more homosexual men, teenagers my age, are contracting the HIV and AIDS virus. The fact that people my age could be dying a slow and painful death that can never be cured. No matter what you have heard, HIV and AIDS is not a curable disease. And it's just amazing how many people believe that, oh, I can get this disease and I can live forever. The fact is, we all can't be like Magic Johnson. We all can't just spend millions of dollars on these treatments to keep us alive. Because at one point, those drugs stop working. At one point, those drugs stop working and you have no other choice but to live your life to the best extent that you can. I don't know why we do this to ourselves. Maybe it's the fact that we are homophobic towards each other. The fact that we cannot express this, but we are. Once you realize that we are like this, that we can change this. Some of it is the society that we've grown up around. Basically, the nuclear family, the father, the mother, the two children, and the dog. Well, through Hatch, I've seen that isn't the only way. I've seen wonderful couples like Bubbles and Dan, one of our two of our facilitators, that they've been happily together for 30 years. You don't hear about those stories. You don't hear about those stories. You only hear about the promiscuous gay men that just sleep around. But there are those unique cases, just like there are those unique cases in every culture. And it just amazes me at how homophobic we can be, because we're trying to combat homophobia, but at the same time, inside ourselves, we face the same problem. And it just amazes me at how much we have harmed ourselves in that way. Even though we are making great strides, it still doesn't matter. It doesn't make up for the fact that most of the time, if you hear about a hate crime, the person that does it, usually a couple months later, they come out of the closet. They say that they're gay, are a lesbian, are bisexual, are transgender. And the fact is that nobody deserves that. We are all human. And that these small, insignificant things, whether you be part of the GLBT community, are the fact that you're just a person. Just because you're gay doesn't make you less of a person. Just because you're lesbian doesn't make you less of a person. Just because you're bi or transgender does not make you less of a person. I used to believe that I was less of a person. I still kind of believe that if you've heard my past shows, I've beaten myself up, not online, not on air, but I've beaten myself up in ways where I had an eating disorder because I wanted to look like every other gay man that I saw. I wanted to look like every other person that I saw that was gay, and all the people that we see are not positive role models. And while we are getting more positive role models, it's just not enough. We don't see enough. All we see is the flamboyant gay man, or the promiscuous gay man, or the butch dyke, or the transgender person that looks nothing like the gender that they're striving for. But just because we do not fit these profiles that these people create for us, it does not mean that we can be this one thing. I know my friend, I'll just call her AJ. Well, and she's been on previous shows if you've heard. She's African American, and people were telling her, well, you don't act black sometimes. And I was like, excuse me, you are African American, you are black, you are that race. It's just completely befuddles me at how somebody can be like, well, you're not black enough, or you're not gay enough, or you're not enough as a person, when really we're all just striving towards one thing, and that is to be happy. I guess maybe it's something that I believe in, but people have said that I have a very Pollyannic sense of nature, and that I always try to look for the best. But I know that there are bad things out there, and I know that there are people that want to harm us. But once you take away that prejudice, there is only a person underneath that. Maybe it's a guise, but it's a good one. And we have trained ourselves to believe that. Well, basically, in our community, we do not speak about these things enough. We try, but we don't speak about them. Because maybe it's a faux pas, maybe it's a hush-hush situation where we shouldn't be talking about it, or that's how we feel. But there are certain things that we don't hear about, like the domestic abuse that happens between gay couples are against any person. I know myself, I am a domestic abuse survivor. And it wasn't because I was gay. It was just because of the fact that I was there. There is a story that I would like to share. And it wasn't, it was the reason why my parents decided to separate early September 2 years ago. Basically my mother, I was at a speech and debate tournament, and so she was hurrying to come pick me up, and so I was calling her, and I was like, where are you, it's been like 45 minutes, and so she's like, well look at the corner, I'm right there at the corner. And I looked at the corner, and there was her car. She wrecked her car. And so there was a tow truck coming, and I was like, oh my goodness. And so basically I walked to that corner, and we got a ride from the tow truck guy. And so when I got there, I was like, don't start anything with my dad. Don't do anything to provoke him, because my father, in the past, he has been abusive. But basically my mother took up most of that abuse. And so that day, I was telling her, don't start a fight with him. We don't need this. My voice was elevated to a point where I wasn't quite yelling, but you could see that I was frustrated, because my mother, she was already mad at my father because he was supposed to come pick us up. And so we started arguing, and my father came out, and he started yelling at me at the top of his lungs, I don't remember the words anymore, but I believe some of it was homophobic, but all I know is that it was pure hatred. And so I walked around to the side of the house, and at that point he had followed me, and I stopped and I looked at him, and I could see in his eyes that there was a fury, like I had a debt to pay. And so at that point, my father, he kept on yelling at me, and he backed me up against a wall, and he raised me about 2 feet off the ground, just choking me, and then he just dropped me. And he just kept on yelling, and I tried to get away as fast as I could, but it just didn't seem to help. So I ran into my room, and I tried to lock the door, but the door wouldn't lock. And so he just came after me about 2 minutes later, after he fought with my mother. And basically, I was at the point where I was sobbing. That's how bad I was. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't look at him. All I could do is look at my hands and just pray for it to be over. And I know that you may not be a victim of domestic abuse. I know that you may not be any sort of victim, but this is a story that I share because I don't want another person to live like that. I've heard about domestic abuse in gay and lesbian couples before, and I've actually heard about it in a case of a transgender woman where basically she didn't tell her husband, and when he found out, he started hitting her until it got to the point where that very same day he killed her. It just does not make sense why we do this to each other. We are all human. We all are a person. Just because I'm gay does not make me less of a person. I try my hardest to tell people that. But all I hear is hate. Until I came to Hatch, and then I started hearing the positive things. Then I started seeing the silver lining. I can tell you right now that without that group, I would be dead right now. Hatch has been my family. They have been my family when I have not had a family. And for that, that is one thing that I am eternally grateful for. Because without that group, I would probably be 6 feet under. Because I was so unhappy with myself. I don't know what it is about it, but it made me feel better. It made me feel better about myself. It made me feel empowered that I could change the world. And the world, I don't have to configure the world standards. Just before I came to that group, I tried to kill myself. And I know that it seems too much, but at that time I felt so alone. And I know that it's such a ridiculous feeling to feel alone. I know that you feel like you're the only one, but you aren't. You aren't. And there are so many things that you have going for you. It doesn't matter if you're a dropout, if anything bad has happened to you. We all have the chance to prevail. And to live on and to struggle on no matter what that struggle is. And I actually listened to this one night. At the time, I wasn't out to my family. And I've never shared this with anybody. But I thought it was a pretty funny show, and then I heard the Hatch people come on, and I was like, I've never heard of this group, and so I put it in the back of my mind, and because the whole radio show, it sounded so absurd, at least at the time, because like I was listening to it, it wasn't very heartwarming or like all like touch your heart or anything like that. It was just very outrageous to me at the time. And so so that is probably why I joined Hatch. That's probably why I'm just join PFLAG, because I want to help people that are that have been just like me. And I know that it will all work out in the end, because that's all I can hope for.
Why don't we step in here and take a little music break? Kind of a song we like playing around here. It hits a lot of notes on it. And Queer as Folk USA soundtrack, Heather Small and Proud.
Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop. Never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel?
Heather Small with Proud. It's always a favorite song around here. We're going to talk a little bit more with some, unfortunately, some gay youth news that's gotten a bit of attention here. Why did I go to that one? Go back to... I was just scrolling upwards. A couple of incidents have occurred here lately. One of them we haven't had a chance to talk about with Roundtable is about a 15-year-old boy who was shot in school because he was gay. He came out as gay. He did... I'm not sure if it was much cross-dressing or was just more effeminate dress that he had. But for something to happen like this in school for this reason... Just a second.
It's just unbelievable
that
this
something
goes on.
Like that could happen. And Jimmy had heard this from a source there. We've got the... Now, Alan, unlike Rosie, has not been that political ever since her coming out and the backlash from that. And apparently she did get a little touchy on this. So hopefully this is going to work. This is a clip from the Ellen DeGeneres show regarding this incident.
Give it a minute here, maybe it'll upload.
Yeah, they're loading. So.
And we have a great show for you, and we're going to have a whole lot.
When I heard it.
It's buffering.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the old buffering thing.
Do we want to read the transcript or. Okay.
It's much better if you hear it from her.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just give it a moment. Hopefully it'll come up here. But we have another incident after this of a 17-year-old in Florida who was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And here, let's do this.
Had a fun, but for
let's
a
try
minute.
It this way.
That's
not
okay.
We'll just launch it directly.
Very slow computer, folks.
Yeah, I think...
That's why we're having a pledge drive, part of the reason.
I've clicked it over to, actually, the YouTube site, which is usually a little
bit
quicker.
Better.
Yeah, because what we were doing is we were actually pulling it from the YouTube that they had put on...
Tollroad.com.
On Tollroad.
So if you want to help us with your equipment...
And we have a great show for you, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun. But for a minute, I need to talk to you about something that's really serious and really sad. And if you know me, it's hard to talk about sad stuff without getting emotional, but this is really important to talk about. On February 12th, an openly gay 15-year-old boy named Larry, who was an 8th grader in Oxnard, California, was murdered by a fellow 8th grader named Brandon. Larry was killed because he was gay. Days before he was murdered, Larry asked his killer to be his Valentine. I don't want to be political. This is not political. I'm not a political person, but this is personal to me. A boy has been killed, and a number of lives have been ruined. And somewhere along the line, the killer, Brandon, got the message that it's so threatening and so awful and so horrific that Larry would want to be his Valentine, that killing Larry seemed to be the right thing to do. And when the message out there is so horrible that to be gay, you can get killed for it, we need to change the message. Larry was not a second-class citizen. I am not a second-class citizen. It is okay if you're gay. I don't care what people say, I don't care what people think, And I know there are entire groups of people who face discrimination every single day, and we're a long way from treating each other equally. All of it is unacceptable. All of it. But I would like you to start paying attention to how often being gay is a punchline of a monologue, or how often gay jokes are in a movie. And that kind of message, laughing at someone because they're gay, is just the beginning. It starts with laughing at someone, then it's verbal abuse, then it's physical abuse, and then it's this kid, Brandon, killing a kid like Larry. We must change our country, and we can do it. We can do it with our behavior. We can do it with our messages that we send our children. We can do it with our vote. This is an election year, and there's a lot of talk about change. I think one thing we should change is hate. Check on who you're voting for, and does that person really truly believe that we are all equal under the law? And if you're not sure, change your vote. We deserve better. My heart goes out to everybody involved in this horrible, horrible incident. All the families and this poor, even, you know, Brandon's life has changed because he did this. So we're going to put more information on this on our website, and we're going to have a wonderful, fabulous, funny show after this. We'll be right back.
And her website is ellentv.com. And it's a sad situation that we've got that we still live in that time. And, you know, one of the things with what we've done with this show over these years is hope that we weren't at this point still. And it's sad that no matter how far we've come along, how far we thought we've come along, you know, I just played a CD from a show that when the British version came out, one of the magazines said, you'll never see a show like this in the United States. The United States isn't ready for something like this. Gay people. That's not the punchline. That's not to be scorned and ridiculed. And we've had it. We had Ellen come out on her show. We've had Queer as Folk. We've had Will and Grace.
L word.
And the L word now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we still live in a society where the acceptable response that someone thought was shooting someone,
or beating them, or stabbing them, or whatever.
Yeah. We, you know, look back, you know, coming up next month is the anniversary of Columbine.
Yep.
Almost 10 years. And a lot of that was not Marilyn Manson. It was not the, you know, the goth idea. Some of the result of it was because these guys were a little bit different, a little loner, and it was acceptable to call them gay, to call them queer. And they finally snapped. And unfortunately, we still have that out in our society. And so we have a... 13, was that? It was 13, correct?
Which one?
The kid, Larry King.
Yeah, he was...
8th grade.
He's an 8th grader.
So, we... We have that. We've got another story coming out of Fort Lauderdale. Now, also, the shooting in school.
The last I heard on the Larry King story is that the boy who shot him will be tried as an adult. He's 14 years old.
And it is being classified as a hate crime, and I'm not sure
what being upgraded to a hate crime.
I'm not sure what California's guidelines are on how that works. With it, and I got a story here in
this comes out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida,
and they're not sure yet, or at least in the article we've got here, of if it was based off of sexual orientation. But Simi Williams was attacked in Sistrunk Boulevard by two young men who wore dark clothing and might live in the neighborhood. Trying to read that.
He was wearing a dress, was known in the neighborhood as either Chris or Beyonce. And he was shot around 12:45 a.m. Friday and died later at the hospital. It's unclear what Williams is doing in the area. He's about 4 miles from home. Police are still investigating, so this is a fairly new story, but his mother said that he was openly gay, but she didn't know what he did when he went out at night, and she didn't know that he was a cross-dresser. She said she gave him $2 for the bus, and he never came back. She says that he was a quiet person, kept to himself, had a lot of friends, wasn't a trouble child, he was a happy person. We hear this a lot, though. You know,
The part that bothers me here is at the end they give you the link, they give you links to two of the stories from the local papers, and what they do is they include the headline that's used for the story. So, you know, gay teen shot dead while dressed as woman in Fort Lauderdale.
Or a teenage boy dressed as woman shot dead.
You know. It's like they have to they want to qualify it to make it a to make it more palatable, you know. Not just a gay teen, but he was a gay guy dressed as a woman, you know, deserved it. And, like I said, unfortunately, we still have that segment and that what we're dealing with the society. And it's hopefully with people coming in from Hatch and sharing their experiences. And I don't want to be all doom and gloom about it, you know, but sometimes it seems like we talk too much about how good things are and how people have the good side, you know. They came out to their parents and their parents didn't throw them out. You know, that, you know, everything's going pretty smoothly.
You know, mom didn't go, well, duh. You know, like in this movie that I saw.
But, you know, it's we have to also recognize and we have to honor and hear about the bad side. You know, to find out that, you know, sometimes we have to have that smack back into reality that for all we can hope of how society has changed, it's still out there.
Because there's still people out there, and I'll use the term preaching, it's not just preachers, but still people out there that make their living or make themselves feel good by saying, we're better than.
Yeah.
And then the litany of anything they want on the list, and certainly gay is right near the top of the list there. But we're better than anything at all, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan, we're better than other races, or this is bad in the Bible when they say the same thing about eating ham or seafood. It's like, quit picking out the individual little pieces to try and say, I'm better than that.
Yeah.
Because none of us are better than that or worse than that. We're all struggling and we're all trying to get by and to trying to be good with what we are. But they always seem to think we make a choice, and we make a choice to live our life right or not. But we don't make a choice in who we love. They couldn't any more choose to be gay if they're not than we could choose to be straight. We could choose to live that life, but we can't choose to be that. And if we try to live that when we're not being that, that's when we become the self-hating people that go ballistic and go over the edge and hide their real life because they're trying to pretend they're something else that's presented as though this is a better ideal than what is right for how God created somebody to be.
Josh, did you want to jump in here and give your opinion here?
Yeah, I for the longest time was scared that somebody would jump me because I live in a it's close to the richer white side of the tracks, but at the same time, I live on the other side of the tracks. So I've been scared at times when I've had people follow me because of what my car says. Or I've been scared that somebody might deface my car for some of the bumper stickers that I have on my car. But what we can't do is that we can't live in fear that it might happen. We just have to live our lives just as normal as we can.
If we lived in fear, none of us would be sitting in this room right now.
Exactly.
None of us would be on the air saying that, hey, we're gay, we're proud, and we're here to talk about gay issues.
Exactly.
Things that affect the gay community.
I think some people have heroes. Some people pick a specific person. But really, I think we all are heroes. I think we all choose to live as we are. We choose to accept that we are what we are, and we can't change that.
That is the only choice we ever make, is we choose to accept it. We don't choose to be gay, bi, lesbian, transgender. We choose to accept who we are and move on with our lives.
Exactly.
You know, anybody out there who says it's a choice is dead wrong.
Well, I'm just going to give a couple numbers right now. And our website, Hatch's website is hatchyouth.org. So if y'all want to check that out. And our phone number is 713-529-3590. And I'll repeat it one more time. The number is 713-529-3590. And the number of the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard is 713-529-3211. And I'll repeat that one more time. The number to the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard is 713-529-3211.
And if you're in a crisis situation,
yes,
out there, call the switchboard. It's answered 24 hours a day, and they will get you in touch with someone to help you out and get you in a safe place if you need to be in a safe place, and give you someone to talk to that you can get into a better spot where you're at. The important thing is that silence, you know, the AIDS slogan of silence equals death. Well, silence also is not just with silence about AIDS. It's about harassment. It's about bullying. It's about letting someone put us in a different place than what we should be.
And I want to throw in my experiences. You know, there was no one really where I grew up that I could run to and say, hey, you know, this kid's calling me the F word. He's calling me faggot or whatever. I couldn't run to my parents and say that. You know, because then my parents would question, well, are you? And back then, I couldn't answer that question. Now I could. I could flat out say, yes, I am. Yes, I am gay. But back then, I was afraid to answer that question because where I came from, it was, you know, you were ostracized, you were cast out, you were banished, whatever. You know, and trust me, if one person knew, the whole town knew. You know, that was just the kind of mentality that I grew up with. And really, within the last 10 years, I've really been able to say, hey, I can do this. I can choose to accept who I am, and no one is going to stop me. You know? Throw it back to you, Josh.
Well, I just want to thank y'all for a wonderful show. And if you are listening, I hope that you do know that you aren't alone.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to go to a little bit of music here, and we're going to bring in Gigi. I forgot what I put in here. I wrote a little old school on here. A little Romanofsky and Phillips, and a song called Homophobia. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
There was a man who took a stand to try to shed some light. He said that sexual preference is a basic human right. The school board laid him off and said the budget was too tight. But it sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. A woman with a child of 6 could find no place to live. And finally her lover said, why don't you just move in? The landlord made excuses and raised the rent again. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. Oh, it happens every day. No matter what they say, it's just because you're gay. Homophobia. It happens everywhere. You know it's out of fear. It's just because you're queer. Homophobia. Some liberals say that it's okay for people to be queer, as long as they don't flaunt it. But it seems to me, my dear, that we've seen straight folks flaunt their sexuality for years. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. There was a man who shot our first gay supervisor dead. The Twinkies made him do it, that's what his attorney said. He could have gotten life, but he got 7 years instead. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. Oh, it happens all the time. It's not considered crime. It's just another sign of homophobia. It happens to the dykes and faggots on their bikes, the young and old alike. Homophobia. Now AIDS has claimed so many lives and still there is no cure. And if they don't spend more on research, it will keep on killing more. Because it's called a gay disease, it's easy to ignore. Which sounds a lot like blatant homophobia to me. It happens left and right. That's why we must unite. We gotta stand and fight that old homophobia.
Romanofsky and Phillips with homophobia. Gigi is still setting up for a demonstration there in the other room. So we're going to be going to them in a little bit. But this will give you an opportunity for you to call in your pledge of support at 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Now, I started, for the people listening here, you know, I started finding out about After Hours from, I think it's reading the back part of Outsmart magazine. I'm still not 100% sure if it was Outsmart or Twit. I'm thinking Outsmart. But the only part that hasn't changed is I know whatever it was I picked up, it was at an adult bookstore.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have to thank my love of pornography for my being here. I didn't have a VCR back then, you know.
Ford's expensive.
Yeah. So, you know, yes. Go put, you know, stick $5 in the slot and you watch your videos, do your business, and go away.
There you are.
And someone else cleans up.
Oh.
I want to go see if Gigi
He went help. There.
And so I found out about the show and called in a pledge of support. And I still remember the first time I called in a pledge of support to After Hours. I was living with my family. I went downstairs.
Uh-huh.
At the apartment complex, and used a payphone to call it in.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I still have that coffee mug. I haven't unpacked it yet. in the new with where I've moved to. But yeah, you know, I had at that time I had a little one of those personal mailbox places that where I got my dirty stuff sent to.
Ah.
And that's where my KPFT mug was sent. And then, you know, a couple months later I walked in one night drunk off my ass.
Was it that Scott had, you were listening and Scott said he wanted some food?
There was that time also that I drove in from Klein.
Oh my God.
Just to stop off at the Mexican restaurant up here and buy 2 pounds of fajitas just to get Scott to shut up. And you know, 2 pounds of meat is not going to keep Miss Lewis's mouth shut.
Oh, absolutely not.
And then later on, eventually, I was out drinking at a club one night and had way too much and needed, you know, a little bit of food in me to try and sober up a little bit. Walked over to Kroger, got something, and I walked down here to the station and dropped a pledge down. And Roy remembered talking to me and dragged me in here and I just started coming back and doing more and more. The show led me.
That's right. I threw you on the mic that night.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
I don't remember much of it, but once a month I came down to the Montrose, got totally sloppy drunk. My bartender doesn't know how the hell I made it home. I'd always ask him the next month. I said, "Did you think I'd make it home when I left here?" He said, "No," and that's actually part of the reason why I came out. You know, I didn't want my parents, you know, finding out by having an officer come and tell them, "By the way, your son was killed in a drunk driving accident over on I-10. What the hell is he doing on I-10? And they search through the stuff, and then they find the magazines and the videos and the appliances, and you know, that's why I came out to them, was, you know, to tell them that. But this show led me to knowing that this was out there, that there was something more. It led me into doing the Q Patrol.
Yeah.
And no matter what said, we had a successful run, and unfortunately we were slightly a victim of our own success.
That's right.
Things stopped happening. People stopped showing up.
Because it was boring. You had patrols and nothing was going wrong.
And that guy moved out of the apartment, so he was no longer standing in the window waxing his carrot.
Yeah.
So, you know. But this station and this show is important. You know that there's people out there who are listening who aren't sure about where they're at, where they're going. And, you know, if we can be a little bit of a beacon of where they can go and what they can find and discover themselves, that's what's important. And especially like we said before, radio waves can break through closet doors. And that's what we're here for.
And I've seen it over and over and over again. It's always amazing to me. I've been doing this show for 20 years, and still I have people come up to me because they've recognized me either from a picture in a gay publication, or they recognize my voice because it's very, very
the big faggy voice.
The big faggy voice, yeah, it's kind of distinctive. And they say, "Hey, you really helped me. I was, you know, I grew up out in Klein or Magnolia or somewhere like that, and I thought I was the only one, and I'd listened to your show, and finally came out, and here I am." It's just
I'm sorry, Gigi. We're not complaining about the
cold.
You should have been here last
heartwarming.
Month.
Yeah.
It was hot.
It was 80 degrees in here last week.
I'm trying to warm my hands up.
Yeah.
So
yes, Gigi's coming on, and we're going to do a tantric massage.
Well, actually, it's Taoist.
Okay, Taoist. Taoist, okay.
It has some tantric.
Yeah.
But
that number is 713-526-5738, and we've had quite a few people call it this evening. I just talked to one of our listeners. He's been listening for a little while now. and knows a couple of people who hang out here. So, you know, we get new listeners all the time, and we do very, very varied topics.
Yes. tonight is what, you know,
as you can see,
that, you know, because that's why we're doing this little segment in here, is because, you know, if you shift gears that quickly, you're going to strip a transmission.
That's or get whiplash one.
Thank goodness I said transmission, because in my mind I'm going, oh, you could have stripped the tranny, and that's
no, that's a different
segment. That was last week's show.
That, that's a different segment.
we love you, M.
Yes, we do, Eminem. So,
So let's get right.
We go from having fun at the beginning of the show and talking about community events to the serious topics that we discussed with the Hatch segment. And now we're going to something that we can only do at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And now for something completely different.
It certainly
is. Everybody's going to come in and watch this.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Roy's in here with a paper towel.
He's like, well, you got David in here.
The only bad part is, you know, in a couple of minutes I got to step in and give the station identification here. But like I said, here's your chance to call in 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go to the website, kpft.org. You can place your pledge of support there online securely and safely. And kill the mic in there while they're setting up. Are you going to be in there, Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. Paul, you're not going to be able to take a picture from this side there
because the flash is going to...
Well, it's a two-way mirror. We've got all the lights on in here and no lights on in there, so...
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
I can barely see.
Oh, we can turn the lights back on if you want.
I'll just turn the lights off in here. If that'll work, too.
Oh, okay.
That'll scare the people.
Well,
the
we don't want it too dark in here.
No.
Well, you've got the light from the... There we go. Yeah, turn... You got.
Okay.
I think you still see
Let's
from the light.
Let's leave them on until I finish the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, because you've got to read something here.
Okay, so, which lights do you want on? There and in here?
Huh? In there.
In here. Sure, okay.
Or in here, either way.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight, we're going to be working on... something that I've been working on for many years.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning how to do a Taoist erotic massage.
Okay.
And there's an excellent film out that was put together by Joseph Kramer, who originally started the Body Electric.
Yes.
And now he teaches Taoist erotic massage.
Okay.
And has a school set up for it.
Wow.
And... California,
I'm sure
somewhere
that would be the state.
But basically, a Taoist erotic massage is not about, for men, it's not about bringing a man to ejaculation. It's quite the opposite. It's bringing raising up sex energy and spreading it throughout the body, and getting it in touch with the heart connection to the genitals.
Okay.
Because so often we get into sex, but there's no heart connection to it.
It's just genital based.
Yeah.
Yes.
And part of this is it's a very healing technique, and it takes you into a whole different type of orgasm for men. A lot of men have never experienced this type of orgasm. It feels very different for me. Everybody gets a different feeling from it. At the end of it, some people laugh, some people cry, some people giggle, some people have all kinds of emotions that come out.
Wow.
So it's very powerful. And like I say, it's very healing. It's bringing together this whole sense of connection with yourself and with other people, you know, with your partner or the person doing the massage. There are some things that are very important. There's two roles, the receiver's role and the supporter's role.
Okay.
I'll be the supporter giving the massage tonight.
All right.
And the receiver's job is to have uninterrupted time for the session to ask for whatever you need to be completely comfortable. To open yourself to receiving pleasure and trusting the supporter. And to maintain eye contact with me. especially at the beginning, and then after you come out of the last part.
Mm-hmm.
There's a type of breathing you're going to be doing. What you want to do is force air into your lungs and open your throat and let it out.
Can you do that, Sean?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, let's try it. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
The other thing you're going to need to do at the end, we're going to do what's called the big draw. And what you do, are you familiar with your PC muscles?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. So you know how to squeeze and release them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
At the when we get to the very end of the massage, I'm going to have you tighten every single muscle in your body. You're going to lift your head up and lift your feet up and just clench. You're going to take a very deep breath and hold it for 20 seconds. I'll give the countdown for you. Well, not a countdown, but
yeah.
I'll let you know when you can just totally relax afterwards.
All right.
And that's when this, all the work that we've been doing throughout the massage starts going through the chakras. And we'll take you a place.
Okay.
It is amazing.
This sounds fun.
Oh, it's incredible. The supporter's role. My role is to provide a warm room. Well, it's pretty
It's a little chilly in here tonight.
Chilly, but yes. We do have some towels and sheets and mm-hmm. stuff. Soft lighting in a quiet, distraction-free environment to focus my attention on you. I'm not going to say, hold that thought a minute while I go grab something, you know, or interrupt things.
Yeah.
to give freely of myself. To listen and acknowledge with genuine feedback that reflects to you what I've just told you. I mean, what you've just told me. If you get close to an ejaculation, let me know. Okay, because the point is not to ejaculate. And we'll just stop for a few minutes, spread some of the energy through the rest of your body.
Yeah.
And
Sean, one of the things that's going to be most important to you is to forget everybody is around here.
Yeah.
And just concentrate.
And, you know, after we start the first part, we're going to do some breath work together and maintain eye contact during that part. After that, you can close your eyes and just receive and just get into this receptive mode. I know for me, that's a hard thing to do sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of times I want to be the one giving and
this you is know, all for you. So yeah. Just
but this is your time and your space to mm-hmm. just receive. Yeah.
I need to step in real quick and let everyone know you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Thank you.
The other thing that you need to do is give me feedback as we go along. If you want something a little lighter or more firm touch, really intensely,
we're adjusting
other people
now.
Aren't always wired that way. We're all receive touch differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so if something's feeling like too rough or too hard, just let me know.
All
and
right.
we can let me know if something feels good. You can do it through both body language and verbally. Or verbally. But just give me some feedback so that I know that I'm touching you right in the ways that you enjoy. Because this is really all about you enjoying this and receiving. What we'll be doing is starting with some, like I said, starting with some breath work mm-hmm. and just warming your body up a little bit to this. Then we'll get into some different stroking techniques. And after that, once we've really built the energy in your body and circulated it throughout your entire body, then at the end we'll do what's called the big draw. And I'll let you know when we get to that point.
All right.
I'll have you tense all your muscles, especially your abs, the PC muscles and your butt muscles. Mm-hmm. Those are the really important ones to tense up. And take a really deep breath and hold it. And then I'll let you know when you can release. And when you release, you just totally relax everything. And just breathe normally. And just let what happens happen. What I'll do is, after you release, we'll put some music on. And I'll wrap you up in a sheet. It's almost like a cocoon feeling. Mm-hmm. And allowing yourself to just totally go inside yourself and let these feelings work through your body. And it's an amazing experience. So if we're ready, why don't we go to a song for a minute, and we'll get ready, and then we'll come back and start the massage.
Okay. I'm just going to throw some instrumental music here in the background. And while they're getting set up, remember you can still call in your pledge at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or go to kpft.org and show that programming is a little different, a little avant-garde, if you will, is something that you appreciate. Right now is Butt Boy from the CD Cathedral. So a little music in the background there. So 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. And y'all ready? Jimmy's in the studio. We're in the...
Yes, I'm in the talk studio. We have a massage table set up. Sean is laying on it on his back, and Gigi is warming his hands with the massage oils, getting ready to start. We've turned the lights off in the talk studio. And Gigi and Sean are making that eye contact that Gigi talked about. And now they're doing the breathing technique that we discussed of holding the breathing deeply and exhaling through the mouth. That's working. It's working. Now, Gigi is running his hands lightly over Sean's body, very lightly, using his nails and the tips of his fingers. Chest down the legs, up the legs, over the chest. That's right. Sean is still doing the breathing technique. Starting to wake up. Okay, there's some massage going on here. Sean is still doing the breathing techniques. And there's groin massage. Oh, he's rubbing the pelvic muscles. Okay. Well, Sean is still concentrating on his breathing. And there's some pelvic massage with the hand, one hand on the pelvic massage and the other going over the body from top to bottom, lightly, very quickly now. Right, right. There's no erection involved in this. Or it doesn't have to be.
It can be.
Can be, but it's not necessary. He's getting some oil, but always keeping a hand on the body, never taking both hands off. That keeps the connection between the two parties going.
Very nice oil.
Very nice oil.
It's one of the few oil massage oils that's actually food grade. You can eat this stuff.
Oh. Very nice. Okay. Now, Gigi's got the massage oil and rubbing it all over the body from ankles up to the neck. And everywhere in between, there's some genital massage going on right now, along with, it's all mixed together.
First stroke, it's rubbing the penis. Think of the penis as having connection with the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
In reflexology, the penis actually has the urethral ridge is reflected in the spine. The head of the penis is reflected in the head. The roots of the penis are reflected in the lower limbs.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we're going to do is just some energy. How's this feeling for you?
Unfortunately, Sean seems to be having a coughing fit here, but I hope that's not disrupting anything.
Okay, there's several strokes I'm going to go through as we work.
Sean, do you need some water or something? Yes? Can someone get some water, please? Okay.
Next one is called the big U.
The big what?
U.
U.
Working one hand, rubbing the
side. Mm-hmm.
Taking the second hand and just working inside the legs. Just for the thighs.
Okay. Okay. So we're working the legs in the U shape with one hand while genital massage is happening. And Sean is still doing the breathing technique. Now we're back up on the chest.
Next one.
Yes. Shoulder to shoulder. Using the palm of the hand also, as well as it's the massaging seems to be getting stronger. Where in the very beginning it was just a very light touch. The massage from neck to ankle is now stronger. Heavier, harder.
Next part of the massage, take the balls, and come
So he's cupping the balls. And the light, holding the balls out and fingertips, nails across them, rubbing them with the palm of the hand.
Breathe the oxygen gets to your entire body, helps circulate the energy.
Okay, so Sean is still concentrating on the breathing. That seems to be an integral part of this massage.
Okay. Next technique. This one that's
so now the Gigi is taking both hands and rubbing the penis in between them.
Like rubbing a stick.
Like, just like rubbing a stick when you are trying to start a fire in the woods. And he's doing this very quickly, of course using massage oils.
And too much oil. You can't do too much oil.
Not too much oil. Okay. Okay.
And the next one.
Okay. Now, alternating hands, like a reverse milking the cow, is happening. Well, we have this nice music in the background. Sean is still.
And this one.
Breathing technique. Sean? Yeah, okay. Now, a gentle massage, starting where the penis meets the scrotum, and one hand goes one way and one goes the other.
Yeah, okay. The balls gently,
yes.
The penis.
So stretching the sexual energy to other parts of the body this way. Mm-hmm. Sean seems a lot more relaxed now.
That's fine. Just working with the gates of consciousness. This mm-hmm. is the third eye of the penis. Just work. It's not coming up to the head, but just in circles.
Okay, circles so right below the head. Mm-hmm.
But not on the head. Just under the glands.
Okay. Just under the glands.
Some people will see colors when you do this massage. It opens the third eye. The chakra of vision.
Sean seems completely relaxed now. And His breathing techniques now look like they're coming naturally. So now there's more.
You want to take your four fingers?
Yes.
And bead them.
Okay.
Together on both hands.
Much like the Star Trek salute, you separate your hands.
The other goes over.
Okay.
And you rub them opposed to each other. Different direction.
Okay.
Remember, if you feel close to an ejaculation, let me know. Because I know some of these rubs can be very intense. The purpose is not.
We're not going for ejaculation here. We're going to spread the sexual energy throughout the body. And so there seems to be alternating between genital and body massage going on.
I keep some genital going.
Yes, okay.
But I want to spread the energy.
Absolutely.
Because you want the energy to spread. In our culture, males are taught to focus all sex in the penis.
That's right.
And so what we're doing is working some of that sex energy throughout the entire body,
mm-hmm.
not just the penis. Women are more naturally, well, they're conditioned to do that more anyway, and that's why they're able to have full body orgasms. Men are conditioned to keep it all in the penis, and then you don't, you have one quick orgasm,
yes.
and go throughout the entire body. Next technique.
Okay, the next technique is one hand is surrounding the penis and the other hand is palm rubbing the head of the penis. For those of you just tuning in, we are performing a Taoist massage to spread sexual energy on the man into his entire body. So it's not focused just on the genitals. And we're looking to obtain a full body orgasm, not ejaculatory. And that is done by genital massage and body massage.
This next one is called tapping.
Tapping.
And it's something that's very good for men's health. It helps send vibrations through the testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps release more male hormones throughout the body. And just hold the balls and tap them gently.
Okay.
Feels kind of interesting, doesn't it? It also helps to relieve any blockages and anything that's, you know, the balls are not a storage device. They create testosterone,
mm-hmm.
they create sperm.
Absolutely, it's a manufacturing.
And so, if you haven't ejaculated in a while, this helps relieve some stuff that's been stored in there too much. Now this next one, I want you to make sounds as we work on it. What I'm going to do is do some vibration work with you. I'm going to work with third eye. And as you exhale, make sound. Whoops. And make sound. Don't be afraid to make sound. Giggling's permitted, too.
It's an interesting massage.
This helps connect the third eye to your roots.
Helps connect the third eye to your roots.
Root chakra.
Root chakra, okay.
And what I'm doing is vibrating on both the perineum.
Oh, okay.
And the third eye.
Gotcha. Seems the main focus is some sort of genital massage, but not for orgasmic purposes, but to spread the sexual energy to other parts of the body, so that at the very end, what we do is called the big drop, and that's a total tension of body muscles, and then a quick relaxation. So now, yes.
And then just letting my hand glide along the penis and the belly.
Yes, I see that. Mm-hmm. So the penis is flat against the body and being rubbed along with the body. Sean is still practicing those all important breathing technique.
Next one is to help clear any blockages between the heart.
I see.
And the genitals.
So while the genital massage is occurring, Gigi is running his arm vertically. Horizontally up from neck to waist, up and down, up and down.
And this next one is called the juicer.
The juicer. Oh.
It's working mostly the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
With the fingers.
With the fingertips, I see. Draw. Okay. Now this, the focus is on the genital massage right now prior to the big draw. The big draw is a tense, the person being massaged tenses all of their muscles, okay. Especially muscles.
Shaking is okay. I sometimes get this energy going and get shaking all through me. Okay. I want you to take a deep breath and just tense.
Here we go.
As soon as you get through the cough. Okay. You ready? Take a really deep breath.
Really deep
clench breath. All your muscles
and hold your Hold that.
Feet and head up.
Hold that.
Tensing, especially abdominal and PC muscles.
Continue holding.
For 20 seconds.
Hold. Hold. Now release and relax. Just release and relax.
Now.
At this point, the person giving the massage doesn't touch. You just let him go on his inward journey.
Music?
Yes. Just breathe naturally. The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become. The farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away.
Something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, but you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone.
Oh no,
oh no. There's something inside so strong.
Something inside so strong.
Something inside so strong. Something inside so strong.
The more you refuse to hear my voice, the louder I will sing.
I will sing.
The more you refuse the things I need, the more I want everything.
Everything.
Deny my place in time you squander. Well, that's mine.
My life will shine
so brightly, it will blind you.
Blind you.
There's
something inside so strong. Oh, I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone.
Oh no.
Oh no. There's something inside so strong.
Something inside so strong.
Oh no. Something inside so strong.
Oh.
Brothers and sisters, when they insist we're just not good enough,
not good enough.
What do we do then? We'll look them in the eyes and say, we're gonna do it anyway.
Say, we're gonna do it anyway.
Say,
we're gonna do it anyway.
Say,
we're gonna do it anyway.
Something inside so strong.
Oh,
I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone.
Oh,
no, there's something inside so strong.
Something inside so strong.
Oh, no, something inside so strong.
Something inside so strong. Something so strong. It's so. Strong.
The flirtation, something inside so strong. We're like that. Okay.
Well, we've just completed a Taoist erotic massage for those that are just tuning in. I'm a little chilly, but it's cold in here. Anyway, we're giving
our receiver some time to just experience what's going through his body right now. And it's pretty incredible. I know when I get in that state, it's like, oh, it feels so good. Part of this is to rebridge the heart and genital connection that so many men in our culture have lost. It really kind of ties in the whole body into the sexual experience instead of just everything focused on the penis. One of the things I did while the music was playing was towards the end of the 10 minutes that I gave him to kind of come in touch, I put my hand without moving it over the heart and on the genitals to help form that bridge and that link again. It's very powerful the way this works. And when Sean's ready, when he's ready to sit up, I'd like to kind of have him talk a little bit about this experience. But there's not a big hurry. Just take your time. Because I know when I've done it, I feel this tingly energy just flow through my body. And I start giggling and crying. And this rush of every part of my body just comes alive. It's like electricity running through. And this incredible sense of orgasm just flows all the way from my toes to all the way up through the chakras and up through the crown. There's times when I've done it when I really took time where I've had out-of-body experiences. It is really incredible. These are techniques that have been practiced in Taoist religion for thousands of years. And they really, you know, they refine this to an art.
I was really impressed. I can't wait to have one done to me.
Oh, we will do you one. It's incredible, the rush of energy that flows through.
Yes.
And it really helped. I know for me, it helped me center and get really more connected with my partners, with myself, on all levels. It's as much spiritual as it is sexual.
I noticed that.
Yeah. And there's just this kind of deep connection that occurs between the giver and the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's even more powerful than, in some ways, than having insertable sex.
Exactly.
Not that it replaces it. Still love insertable sex.
Well, of course. Yeah, but with an ejaculation, but this is just something completely different.
And yeah. But if you're ready, come join us. Let's get a chair for him.
He's ready.
Because I'd like to ask you, what was this experience like for you? From beginning to end. And would you like a chair to sit in? There's another chair behind you. We're getting chairs situated here.
Okay.
I know at first it's kind of scary to do a massage like this.
Yeah.
But tell me, how was it?
It was pretty good.
Ah, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what it felt like to be stroked with some of these techniques? Did any of them kind of stand out for you as different, or?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Have you been stimulated in some of these ways before?
Once or twice.
Oh, okay.
By one of my exes.
Ah, then he must have known a little bit about the Taoist techniques.
Yeah.
Or maybe picked it up someplace else. Well, what did you experience from the big draw? I noticed you got real giggly for a while there.
It was very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah? Have you ever experienced something like that before?
No, it's first time ever.
Did it feel tingly, or can you describe some of the sensations that went through your body?
It was tingly, pretty much.
I noticed at one point you started shaking a bit, and I sometimes do that myself. It just gets that whole neurological system really going like crazy.
It was fun.
Would you like to do it again?
Yeah.
I've actually done a 10-hour session.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when you really build that energy up and circulate it through the body, it becomes even more intense. And, I mean, it can be so awesome. That's the beauty about this, because a lot of times when men ejaculate, they release all the energy.
Yeah.
But when you do the Taoist massage like this, it doesn't release the sexual energy. It stays within your body. And it actually, a lot of men, after they ejaculate, it's like they feel kind of worn out or tired or kind of spent. But this type of orgasm actually does the opposite. It energizes the person. And you can do it as long as you enjoy it. And I know I've gone many, many hours doing a constant massage, having one done on me and doing them for others. That
yeah, this was kind of
this
quick.
This was very quick
because of the time
show
limit that we have.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other part that may have been distracting is that there were other people around.
Right.
I was describing it, so that might hinder the connection that the two of you.
But actually, I felt some energy going with him. Very strong. And he's got a big smile on his face. I think he's feeling that kind of. Do you feel any connection within yourself?
Yeah.
This kind of heart to genital.
Yeah.
I know when I had my first one, it just made me feel more complete. You know, it's like. Somehow I came in touch with myself in ways I'd never become in touch with myself. So it can be a very powerful, incredible experience.
Mm-hmm.
But just by practicing what we described, if you and your partner want to explore with this, feel free. Because it can be very awesome.
Yeah.
So how did you learn this technique?
There's several sources. Mm-hmm. There's books on it. And I've mentioned them on past shows.
Yes.
The Multi-Orgasmic Man.
Yes.
Then there's a film called Fire on the Mountain by Joseph Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his website with me right offhand, but... But I'll get that next month.
Okay.
Sure. And then there's, for women, there's the G-spot. Oh, I forget the title.
Yeah, you had it right there.
Oh, G-spot. Here it is. Female Ejaculation in the G-spot. And that teaches techniques for women to have... a very Taoist experience, and even be able to ejaculate as a female. Because females are often taught that, or conditioned not to ejaculate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So part of this is just relearning our bodies, and it's like... I wish I could have had a sex ed class that would have taught
Absolutely.
Me this when I was a teenager.
Yes.
And I think it would be so healthy for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gets us more in touch with ourselves and with each other in a very heartfelt way. For me, it's what kind of brought this whole sense of honor and connection with myself and with others, realizing that there is a spirit within the body and coming in touch with that at a very deeper level. You know, I know that in the bi community, we've had a lot of workshops at different conferences that touch on some of these techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that I think I like to be able to bring it to the whole GLBT community. And that's part of what After Hours is all about.
You bet it is.
And so with that, I hope you've enjoyed being taken on this tour. And I do want to thank Sean, so, for being my courageous receiver.
He didn't blink.
Oh. Yes. Gigi, thank you so much. I know we've been talking about doing this segment for quite a while, and I don't know what I expected, but it was really different,
uh-huh,
even for After Hours.
And, oh yeah.
I hope we have turned on some people to want to explore that part of their sexuality.
And I know Jimmy does.
I sure do. I cannot.
We'll have to schedule a session.
Hmm. Yes, we do.
We have some people to thank.
Well, before we do that, I kind of promised Justin. Justin wants to promote something that's going on next week with his new group, the Fire Dancers. And if just grab a mic anywhere. Hi, Justin.
Hello.
Justin's one of the newest members to the After Hours crew. And as we found out last week, not only is he got beauty, but he has brains as well. And we're talking about you doing a segment next month.
Yes.
And some of the things that you're involved in. But one of the things you're involved in is the Fire Dancers. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Fire Dancers are?
The Fire Dancers are a local Leather Levi group,
mm-hmm,
organization. We're also a charity. Our beneficiary changes from year to year. Last year, our beneficiary was Bering Omega,
mm-hmm,
and this year it is Lazarus House.
Oh, boy. Something that's near and dear to my heart is Lazarus House.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
some of the... You do different things to raise money?
Yes. The second Saturday of every month,
mm-hmm,
which is going to be next Saturday.
Next Saturday night.
We bartend the back bar at the Ripcord.
Hey.
And half of all our tips and everything goes to Lazarus House.
That's great.
So it's a huge, you know, monthly fundraiser we have.
Mm-hmm.
And also coming up on May 4th, we will be doing a steak night at the Ripcord.
Wow, that's nice.
Sunday, I think that's Sunday, May 4th.
Okay.
If that just, then I'll let you guys know.
It's the weekend before the PWA camp out.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we will be out there, and we'll be doing some sort of ticket sales, but we'll be working. I'll announce that closer to the time once we,
okay,
have those tickets.
Good, because we want you to sell as many tickets as possible and have,
absolutely,
a big turnout for that.
So, and that's pretty much,
okay,
what we have going on. Please come out next Saturday night to the Ripcord.
Yes.
And, you know, buy beer and
tip well.
Jello shots, and we'll have a fun time out in the patio.
You sure will, because the Fire Dancers are a really fun group.
Yes, we are.
And some good people in them, too. Good people. Older people, younger people. It's a good mix.
We have a very good mix,
mm-hmm,
in our... we have a, you know, older...
John Shevchik.
John Shevchik. Mm-hmm. You know, Greg EJR.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to myself or Cord.
Yeah.
Being there, so...
Cool. Okay, Justin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we do have some people to thank. I just love our After Hours listeners because they did what I just always hope every fundraiser that they do is we give out the information about what's going on in this fundraiser and the phone number, and then we do a show, and then people call in and we're able to meet our goal. And
meet our goal.
We exceeded it tonight, didn't we? By quite a bit.
Let's put it this way.
Yes.
This is the kind of one that we usually are asking. What we pledged got here today is what we're usually asking for the second week, because we goose egged the first one and we wanted to average out.
Exactly.
We did our goal for both weeks tonight.
All right. All right. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, listeners.
And we need to thank the Jays.
Oh, it's Jay night, huh?
Yeah. Yes. We've got Jim, Jonathan, and Jose.
Oh.
Who, all gave very generous pledges of support.
That's great.
And yeah, we
and we have
we
Paul.
Doubled. Yeah, and Paul's from last month that we actually raised tonight 2 weeks worth of pledges.
I love it. I love it. Thank you guys.
And you know, one's going to be, and the one they, and so thank you all for that, and some gifts will be going out for those things. We also got a letter.
From who?
Chris didn't.
From who?
I was just trying to see what was going on in the other room.
There was some... some oral manipulation.
From Tigger.
Hey, Tigger, how you doing?
He still is having trouble hearing us, but he says other... people are able to get the show.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Or to get KPFT, so he thinks this is radio.
Oh. It may be the antenna that he doesn't have as good of an antenna. I know. That's the antenna is very crucial to a lot of guys getting us.
He talks a bit here about his paranoia conspiracy alter ego has kicked in about Big Brother on CBS.
Oh.
With the gay couple that suddenly no longer was gay.
Oh.
The one person left due to, I suppose, a family emergency.
Oh.
And so the gay guy who's remained on there, Joshua, picked one of the people that had already been kicked off the show and has a female partner now on the show.
Yeah.
But very interesting. I don't watch Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
But since I have the full cable package, I have Showtime 2.
Oh.
Which has a show called Big Brother After Hours, where it is unedited, uncensored.
Oh.
So last Sunday I was flipping through, and everyone was had a few drinks, were in the swimming pool.
Oh.
And the one guy, Crazy James, got out of the pool.
Yeah.
And, well, believe it or not, full frontal
nudity. No kidding.
He also performed this little maneuver he's famous for of swinging his pelvis so that he tucks his
penis.
His penis and balls into it so that he would have the mangina.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And he does it without using his hands.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they showed that on camera.
Wow.
Now, the really interesting part about it is they've now since discovered he's done gay porn.
No kidding.
Yeah, which is funny because after he did that, and he is a very impressive piece of equipment.
He did gay porn.
That even one of the straight guys said, you should do porn. He's like, nah, I just want to ride my bicycle. But
yeah.
He has done a jerk-off video.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've cover up with another one where he is performing with another person.
Wow.
And it's always better to give than receive.
Yeah.
Well, he gave. he gave and he received.
Oh.
He was oral on it.
I love that.
And it's very distinctive to know, it's not like it's one of those things that, well, it just looks like him. Well, he's got a red mohawk. He's got a tattoo of a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
In position. So, it's not something you can say it's not him.
Gotcha.
Another reality show that's interesting on there is on Logo. Transamerican Love Story. Where Calpurnia Adams lives.
Oh, yes.
Is trying to find boyfriend.
You know who she is.
I know, I've heard the name here so many times.
She is the transsexual girlfriend of Barry Winchell, who was in the service, the soldier boy who was killed by fellow.
But so she has this reality show trying to find a boyfriend in, you know, the bachelor theme and all that.
Yeah.
Instead of a rose, she gives a bonbon.
Oh.
Candy. And the funny thing is, everyone knows about it. It's not like that show, There's Something About Miriam, where the guys didn't know they were trying to hook up with a transgender.
Right.
Everyone knows it from the start. And the interesting thing is, one of the guys there is also a transgendered female to male. And apparently no one figured that out.
Very, very difficult to figure out female to male.
You can look at this. You can look at him and go,
something's a little off.
Yeah, the face didn't fill out as much. It still has that narrow, feminine face. I guess from hanging around as much with transgendered here on the show, before you said that, I could tell something was just a little different. But it's an interesting little reality bits coming up.
You're getting a rose in your ear.
There's something else you can stick in there. Besides an ear. Wow. Can I hear it now? Can I hear it now? Okay.
Whoa.
It's amazing how well he responds to the sound of a zipper.
I know. I just love
it. The hell with Pavlov. I don't need a bell.
The sound of a zipper.
As a gay man, I know when I hear a zipper coming down, dinner's ready.
You start drooling. Yeah, start drooling every time you hear the zipper come down.
But
it's really embarrassing when you go to a restroom.
Thank you, Senator Craig. But once, and thank you for all of the support for the show. It's good to see, good to see that we didn't have to beg and cry. We didn't goose egg.
No, I know. I love it. I just love it.
And we look forward to getting those premiums out as quickly as we can.
Yes, I would love to get that premium out.
Which one? Which one? I am so not sure I want to know.
So, we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will.
Leather Ties.
Oh.
With Daddy Bear Robert Teach.
That's right.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say the whole last name or not, so I'm going to have to choke on it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you've been listening.
Yes. Virgin is very excited about next week's show, as you can tell.
Virgin's easily excited. Yeah.
And
doesn't even take a
Okay, guys, we got to get out of here
because
the show's over.
We'll be taking our show to the back patio where hopefully that camera's not showing. You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
That's right.
You can place your pledge of support online there for us here at After Hours, for Zadika Pasale, for any of the wonderful programming you hear on KPFT. Thank you to our listener supporters out there.
You bet.
And let's hit cart two. We'll just do a PSA thing while he's finished getting set up. And we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Magazines, newspapers, cable television, the internet, all sources of news and information, and all cost money. KPFT costs money too, but unlike those other news sources, you get to decide whether you want to help pay for it and how much to contribute. It's unusual in the age of big corporate media to have a quality source of news and information that's paid for voluntarily, but that's one more way KPFT gives you more than you might expect. We can do it thanks to listeners who contribute their voluntary support every year. Please join them. Call 713-526-5738 or go to kpft.org. Again, you can make your gift at kpft.org or call 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. Call now. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
KPFT, Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.